I can tell we're running out of money. What if Dad can't find another job? How are we going to eat?
God has promised to provide for His children, but can you trust in Him to take care of you? Hi everyone, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Before we get started, let me ask you a question. Do you ever worry about having enough things, like money, or clothes, or even food? I know in my life I sure have, and then a friend of mine showed me a Bible verse where Jesus talked about that sort of thing in the book of Matthew. This is chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. Let me share it with you. He said, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Our story today is called Like a Kitten. "Mom, what if Dad can't find another job?" Emma was sitting with Mom on the porch, helping shuck corn for supper. Dad had been out of work for months, and even though her parents were still in good spirits, Emma could tell that money was starting to get tight. Her mother smiled at the question. "The Lord will provide for us," she said confidently as she tore off another corn husk. Emma smiled as her kitten Max came bounding around the corner and started batting at the pieces they were dropping on the ground. Even though she didn't want to upset her parents, Emma couldn't help but think about the things they would have to give up. She was the only girl in class who wasn't able to go shopping for new school clothes before the year started. She didn't mind too much, but she worried about what else might happen if Dad didn't find a job soon. Mom looked at the kitten, then looked at Emma. "Emma, did you feed Max today?" Emma looked surprised. "Yes, of course. I feed him every day." Mom smiled. "Why do you feed him?" Emma picked up Max and put him on her lap. "I love him, and he needs food every day," she explained. "Why do you ask?" "Your kitten reminds me of a verse in the Bible," said Mom. "It's about how we don't need to worry about what we eat or what we wear because the Lord will provide for us. We just need to trust Him." Emma looked down at Max. He was so small, he would never be able to find food on his own. "So Max trusts me to provide for him like we need to trust God to provide for us," Emma said. "Exactly," said Mom. "And this corn we're shucking is just one way that the Lord has provided for us today." Emma looked puzzled. "What do you mean?" "The Thomas family from church grew this corn in their field," Mom explained. "They had way too much, and so they gave us a whole basketful." "Wow," Emma said. She rubbed Max's fur as he stretched out in her lap. "I guess God really is taking care of us." So how about you? Do you trust God to take care of all of your needs? Or do you spend your time worrying about school, money, friends, and family? God wants you to trust Him because He's promised to look after His children and care for them. Give your worries and burdens to Him and let Him take care of you. Our key verse for today is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And our key thought? It's very simple. God provides. Hey, if you like to play games and make crafts and learn about God, just go to itoadyou.com. You'll meet a friendly camp counselor named Jamie, and you can decorate your very own cabin. That's spelled itoadyou.com. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.